Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Apex Theory. We talk about everything Apex Legends, and Lucas is back for another episode.
Yep, it's a very exciting week for Apex. Just everybody nervous and excited for Season 8, man.
For sure. We're all getting hyped. So now, we're going to be talking about our Season 8 wish lists and what we're wishing to happen and different changes to happen in Season 8. But before we get into that, let's read some reviews.
Alright, the first one coming from Clutch Kebab. Another one. Not really surprised now.
This man's hit us one with like every episode.
Yup. Alright, esports. What legends are you guys running for your esports org? What is your esports org's name? That's some news right there.
Yeah. We have dropped our contracts for esports with our esports org. It was named Team Virtue, but going competitive is just a little too stressful. And we don't really want to do content creation either, besides this, and that doesn't really qualify. So yeah, we're just happy to pump out more content for you guys.
Yep, I will be doing a little bit of YouTube, but...
I mean, yeah, and I'll be streaming casually. But
yeah.
But so, of course.
Yeah, man.
Next one, we got Get the Good Stuff from Slayball155. These guys have some great insight about Legends. Fun. Dot. Keep it up. 5 stars. Thank you for that review. We really appreciate it. These reviews keep us coming back because, hey, if we didn't have these listeners, this show wouldn't exist.
Yup.
For sure, man. So, let's get into our first piece of news, and that is ALGS Winter Circuit postponed till the 29th. It was supposed to be on last week, or this week, I can't remember which, but I believe it was the 17th, actually. And we were going to do this week's episode on it, but it was postponed because of all the server crashing and everything. But yeah, I'm just excited to see next Friday's good ALGS tournament, Winter Circuit. Hopefully TSM can win a couple rounds, get some IKP and, you know, boss complexity around.
Yup. I'm really, really looking at complexity, though, like I said in the last episode. It's like, it's interesting to go as a defending champion, you know, like, it's just gonna be really interesting to watch them.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I love how Amos is really, like, They hadn't been performing insane over the last couple of ALGS tournaments, just because they were struggling to decide what legends they were running. Like, they were switching between Bloodhound Pathy, and then they decided to go back down to Bloodhound, and then they went Bloodhound Wraith Gibby. And yeah, I think they've got it figured out now. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So for one of my Season 8 wishes, that I'm really looking at Fuse. Like, I'm really hoping that he's viable for comp. Like, I've said a few episodes, like, I just want a legend like that you can play in comp. Like, I just want the meta completely shifted. Like, basically what happened with Horizon, like, almost, she's almost better than Wraith now. Like, it's pretty crazy. So, I want the meta to be shaken up like crazy with this new legend.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far about better than Wraith, but yeah, she's definitely a loved legend, and she's popped up to the second most used legend in front of Gibby and Lifeline, which, I mean, I'm not surprised. She's new, a lot of fun. I think she's pretty viable for, like, ranked comp, not necessarily ALGS yet, but I'm excited to see that happen in, like, you know, Winter Circuit. Won't be new season yet. It'll be the week after that. The 2nd, I believe, right? Yeah, the 2nd.
Yeah.
February 2nd is the Season 8 release. So we're just trying to get in some nice episodes in between then. So next week, we are just going to wait and do an episode on Saturday to do ALGS. And then the week after that will be Season 8. And then the week after that, we haven't planned that far. But we are hoping to get some interviews, and we told you guys about this last week. We are in contact with pro players now, and we're just scheduling everything out. They're busy people, so it's going to take a little bit. Just be patient with us. We'll get those episodes to you guys.
Yep, for sure.
And if you already didn't know, like we were just talking about, Fuse is the new legend. He looks pretty sick. Go check him out on the Play Apex Twitter. And now something else I'm hyped for and hope that'll actually happen in Season 8 is Olympus for a map for AONGS instead of just World's Edge.
That'll be lit, bro, when it actually happens. Maybe this season, maybe not.
Oh my gosh. What if they had 3 maps in AONGS instead of 3 games each? 2 games each. 2 on Olympus, 2 on Kings Canyon, and 2 on World's Edge. Because, also, the Season 8 trailer dropped today, and it was about Fuse putting on a show and stuff on Kings Canyon. So that kind of brings back the idea, is Kings Canyon coming back for good?
I don't know, man. I hope so.
Bro, I'm just thinking, that would be so lit to have 3 maps for AOGS. You know how much of a variety and nice that would be to see everyone's, like, different map rotations and, like, where they're dropping and how different Legend play is and everything?
Yeah, like, they'd have to have sheets and sheets. Like, those AOGS players have to have, like, sheets and sheets full of strategies and, like, what they're gonna do. That would just shift things up so much. That would be amazing.
Yes, dude. Definitely, because, like, I'd be so excited to see, like, the different Legend play with that, too, like, because, and the different play styles with it, because the map is a whole lot different. Height is a lot different, too. It's so, that would be insane, bro. Because, like, we don't even get much comp on Olympus or even gameplay anymore, because the rank split's different, and, like, you don't see many of those players playing on Olympus pubs. Except for, like, the content creators, of course.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep, so, another wish that I have for Season 8 is a 3v3 deathmatch mode. Like, I don't know, even though we did drop our contracts with our orgs, like, that would just be so cool. Like, that'll really shift, like, play styles. It'll give people, like, different points of view, and I really think it'll improve Apex.
Yeah, for sure. And then it'll just be nice to have a different mode that's, like, there forever. Like, I know we said this was, like, leaked last episode, but I just, like, we're just hoping it comes the beginning of the season and we don't have to wait till, like, all the way till next season, or at least the beginning, or, like, middle next season, I mean, like.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Because they're, like, Season 8 is being hyped up so much that it feels like they're going to drop some major bombshells that nobody is suspecting.
They're going to light the fuse.
For sure. But I'm excited for this Fuse Legend, man. He looks pretty sick. Especially coming out of, like, Horizon. Like, I'm having high expectations for this and everything. But again, like you were saying with the 3v3 deathmatch, I'm hyped for it too. I'll do different legend play again. And it'll just be nice to have a mode that is, you're able to come back again. And you're not just dead. Kind of like how Winter Express is. A lot of people definitely liked that.
Yeah, for sure.
And our next wish for this season is a better/more fluent servers. Like, we know they're fixing them this week, but, and that's why AOGS got pushed back, but I'm really just hoping for some better servers, like, really clean, because, like, back in, like, Season 5, they already had Season 8 already made and everything, so.
Yeah, now they have, like, Season 9 made, it's like.
Exactly. If you do the math right and they've continued to work on everything, not including, like, COVID and, like, what happened to slow them all down like that, they're already have up to Season 11 made, if they even make Season 11.
Yeah, like, that is just, like, that's the thing. Like, Apex at the beginning, it wasn't, like, a very huge game. Like, it was just this ragtag game, like, that, like, people just wanted to have fun. And now it's, like, becoming a serious, bigger game every day. So I really think they need to get better servers and stuff like that. So, yeah, man. Yeah,
for sure. Goes back to kind of the thing we talked about a couple episodes ago about TSM losing the playoffs because of the bug. But, you know, I'm just hopeful for some better servers. But also, one thing about Apex is it's not a game like most of the other BRs I've played where I'm just playing this game for the Battle Pass and not really to have fun. Like there has been points in the past BRs like COD and Fortnite and stuff where I'm only playing it not because I'm having fun, just so I can get to level 100. With Apex, totally different. I don't even care about the Battle Pass as much. Like, I'm really only just focused on having fun and grinding ranked with you and getting doing crazy challenges and stuff.
Yeah, it's like, it's cool when you get maxed. Like, the badge is cool and all, but,
you know. This season's badge wasn't amazing. Like, there have been better ones, but
Season 4, that's the best one there was.
I agree with that. But I'm also, like, hoping we can get some lit legendary skins in this next season. Like, I'm hoping for one for Gibby. You really haven't seen many Gibby legendaries in the Battle Pass. Who else is there that we want besides Gibby?
Wraith. I mean, Wraith needs a few.
I mean, I would definitely think Wraith needs a few, except for the fact that we've just had some recently. Like, we just had some this season and Season 4. So, and we just got the Phase Walker, too. So, if I'm trying to guess it, I definitely don't think it's going to be another Wraith. I could see a Lifeline or maybe a Pathfinder.
Pathfinder just had Trenchcoat, though.
True, but that's part of an event that's different.
True.
Because we also got Legendaries for Mirage and Bloodhound, and there's no way they're bringing Bloodhound to skin again after last season. Season 6. So, I can't, like, I could definitely see there being any of the other legends that aren't free to buy. Even Horizon. Probably not a Fuse, because they just don't normally do that when they release them. But, if I was wanting one, I would probably want a Caustic. Just because Caustic's a lit guy, and I hate having to just save up all my crafting materials just to buy a skin for Caustic. And, we'll get into the rest of this episode after this quick break from our sponsorship.
Hey guys, go right now check out the Courier Creative, and they are a media service and content brand specializing in producing, designing, distributing, and publishing and creating content that sends a message. So go check them out right now and show them some love.
And we're back with the rest of our episode. So enjoy, guys. We got some great news and wish lists.
Yep. So we are going to talk about the new gun, the 3030 repeater. So it's supposed to be like the G7, but more damage and slower fire rate. Which, that's honestly, like, that's the thing about the G7. It just fires a little too quick to be a good, strong sniper for me. It's a great gun, but, I mean, I'll be looking forward to this next gun a lot.
Me too. And we're just, like, wishing that it'll be good, but not too OP to where it's, like, broken and then they have to go back in and fix it right away and everyone's complaining and all that.
Yeah.
But I hope it has a cool feature that, like, all the guns do, like all the snipers and all the other guns do, like, mainly snipers, though. You see the triple take, it's a charge-up one, it does more damage when it's charged up. You have the charge rifle, it's got no bullet drop, and you don't have to lead with it. It's hip-fire. There's no recoil. Then you see the longbow, it's the one that has skull-pierced rifling, and it's quicker fire rate. And then you see the Sentinel, that's it, Sentinel. The Sentinel, you can use shield cells to charge it up and make it do lots more damage. And honestly, one thing I love about that is it sounds like a Kraber. And a lot of times, me personally, I have mistaken it for a Kraber when it's just a Sentinel. And it's actually really good because it hits for 106 when it's charged up, and it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, I've gotten really scared when I hear the amped Sentinel.
Yeah.
I totally feel you there.
It's definitely not a great sound to be hearing.
Has there been any news of, like, what class it is?
I bet it's going to be Sniper. Sniper class. It's either going to be Sniper. I mean, I could see it being Heavy, but it makes the most sense to be Sniper class.
Yeah, Heavy already has some strong guns, so they don't need any more.
Or Energy, just because I think they need one, but I don't think it will be.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, I'm just really hyped for that gun.
Okay, so we are introducing a new segment today. It is called Running a Class. So basically, we are talking about the Heavy class today and why heavy weapons are basically trump almost every other class. So we're going first I'm going to talk about the Spitfire. The Spitfire is probably at this point my favorite gun in the game for pubs. Like in ranked, yeah, I don't always carry it, but in pubs, if there's a Spitfire, you bet I'm picking it up. So, it can do, such a good amount of damage in a short amount of time. So, it can do 600 damage in one tick. So, yeah, with a purple mag, that is just incredible. Like, and it's great for clutching up. You don't have to reload every time you knock somebody. It's really insane. And, yeah, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm using it in ranked in the future. I don't know. It's just a great gun.
It's definitely a good contender for ranked, depending on your playstyle. If you like to hold edge and play aggressive and get just lots of kills, definitely a really good gun for you. One tip I'm going to point out for it is that when you're using the Spitfire and you knock someone, instead of stopping, you can just keep going and destroying through their shield and finishing them, which will also just help for you to get more ranked points if you're in ranked, because it's always good to get those finishes early, because if you die, then you'll at least be getting some points.
Yeah, for sure. And the next weapon we are going to talk about is the Hemlock. So, the Hemlock is, some people say it's the best gun in the game. Like, it's the best floor loot in the game. Obviously, the Prowler is right now.
Well, that's care package, but floor loot.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's Hemlock Mastiff.
Yeah, Hemlock Mastiff. I don't always carry a Hemlock if I see one, because it's like, I don't know, I'm just not, at the point where I can hit every single shot with it. I'm still trying to get used to it. And I'm still not a fan of burst weapons, so...
Me personally, with it, I love to hit fire at close range with it, because it's so easy for me, especially for a burst weapon, because I can go crazy with my movement too and evade those shots with crouching crazy and just jumping and stuff, and evade those shots from the opponent, because it's a burst gun, so you don't have to focus as much, and it just does insane damage and still at close range and far range.
Yeah, so the next gun we are talking about is the Flatline. The Flatline, I don't know. It's an interesting gun. Normally, if I pick it up early game and I get, four or five kills with it, I'm keeping it. I just have to be in the zone with it, really. Because, I don't know. It's just a very interesting gun. It definitely competes with R301. But now, I might actually pick up the Flatline over the R301. What about you, J-Man?
I mean, I'm definitely always picking up Flatline over R301 now these days, just because I'm not, like, insane with the R301 like some controller players are. But, like, here's the thing. I'm not really picking up R301s anymore at all. Because R301 versus R99, in my opinion, wins every time. R99 can be used at close range and far range. Its recoil is so much easier to control than R99 or R301. And its mag is normally bigger than, well, by one bullet. But you can also use a digital threat on it. And it's just insane at close range and long range. R301, I feel that the recoil is just so much different unless you have a gold barrel stabilizer on it in all game modes, including firing range. Because, I don't know, that's why I just pick up R99 over it, because I can still control it and do good damage with it mid-range. So I'm for sure taking flatline over R99 in all cases.
Yeah, that's a tough choice for me. Like, that's what I'm starting to notice. Like, I struggle over picking up some guns, like switching out guns. But, I mean, normally I stick with what I got if I do well with it.
So the next weapon is the Wingman. The Wingman, if you didn't already know, skull piercer rifling can be attached on it to increase the headshot damage by a couple bit. It's not a huge difference. It's like 4 or 5 or 6. Don't remember the exact number, but it's like you definitely want to be picking that up because it's better than quick draw and or like the lightweight one. So it's definitely a good weapon to use if you can pop off with it. You definitely need to be hitting your shots though, otherwise it's not worth it. It did used to be broken, not as much anymore. I mean, me personally, I think it should be in the shotgun class. But a heavy doesn't have as much weapons now that the Prowler went into the care package. It only has 4. It's a lot less than the light and sniper. Of course, it's the same thing with energy. Energy doesn't have as many either. But, yeah, that's my take on Wingman. Over to you, Lucas.
Yeah, so the Wingman, I love the Wingman. Honestly, like, if you have a purple extended mag on it, if you have all attachments, it's one of my favorite guns in the game. Like, I just love the classic revolver. Like, I just love the gun. If you're not hitting headshot, if you don't know, like, if you're not super great at hitting headshots, don't pick up the Wingman. Like, for me, like, headshots, like, I live for headshots, so it's kind of a It's one, like, I just love the gun. So, I mean, yeah.
For sure.
I'd swap it for a flatline or something, but I don't know. I really like it.
One thing about the Wingman is it's insanely fun to play with, but not the best gun, and you can definitely deal more damage with others. But if you're just trying to have fun in pubs and, you know, goof around, maybe do some challenges, definitely a great gun to use.
Yeah.
Now, tips and tricks here from the man, the myth, the legend, Lucas.
Yeah, so, my tip and trick is don't get too caught up in rank. Like, if it's just making you angry, like it, before this rank split, I was really mad when I was playing ranked. So, like, just don't get caught up in rank. Like, if you're getting mad, just play some pubs. Apex is meant to be fun. Like, try different legends. Don't always be Gibby, Wraith, Bloodhound. Like, just have fun with it, man. Like, yeah, man.
Exactly. That's something we learned the hard way back a couple seasons ago when we were trying to mainly start going competitive at the beginning. And yeah, we learned the hard way. Just don't get caught up in competitive. And now, my tip and trick for you guys is, so, if you're playing duos on Olympus, this is very specific, you better take this very seriously. This is kind of more casual one, just to be, you know, have some fun with it. Not necessarily more serious, but, you know. So, if you're playing Octane duos on Olympus, and you go for a care package, and it gets a care package weapon, and your friend takes it because he's complaining that he never gets them in his own solo queuing lobby, then, you know, just tell him there's something really cool he needs to see, and take him over to this, by one of the edges of the Like, there are several spots on Olympus where you have to take a zip line over to one of the other sides of the map. Tell them there's something really cool up here. Make sure your ultimate's charged. Throw down your octane launch pad, and it'll launch him off the edge. He'll die, and his loot box will automatically just pop up onto the edge where he was on the octane jump pad near it. And then you can get the care package weapon, his good red Evo, and all that junk. And then you can go respawn him. And, yeah, you'll be the one with the care package weapon, and you can carry the team to a win.
Yeah, so, now my goal for the week is, I'm just, like, I've been playing a little too much, investing too much time. I'm just trying to, you know, cut my time a little bit, do some other things, you know? So,
Maybe play some Minecraft or Rocket League with your boy, J-Man. Or some Star Wars Battlefront 2, maybe. Maybe boss out some heroes versus villains.
Oh, no.
We used to play that a lot together, and he was, like, really bad. And I was the one. I was the one carrying the team. Okay, but back to goals for the week. My goal for the week is to crank up my sensitivity day by day and get used to it, because for the past couple seasons, I've been playing on 3. Actually, no, I've been playing on 2. So, some of you being like, how do you play on 2? That's so low. Well, typically I've liked having lower sensitivity, but I realized now recently that when I get shot in the back, I can never turn around in time to shoot the enemies behind me in fast enough before I'm already too low for it to matter. So, I'm not always playing Gibby, so I can't have the arm shield for my advantage or be able to dome. Or in Wraith, I'm not always playing Wraith to phase or grapple out with Pathy or run away with Octane or any of that. So I'm now at 3, trying to move up to 4 sometime soon. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Apex Theory. Go check out my Twitch. I got a new one recently to restart my community because my past community was filled with COD and Fortnite players. And I wanted to restart mine with Apex because I believe none of you guys here have followed me, which is fine. I don't blame you. It's fine. But yeah, go check it out. It's Knights of Ren 65 with a 3 instead of an E in the Ren. And my YouTube at Knights of Ren 65. I haven't posted yet. We're going to be making some videos in the future. Go check out Lucas's Last Cheerio with 1 E. And yeah, just write us a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes next week. And we'll talk about it. Thank you guys so much for listening again. Peace.